Yeah. What up, man? What up, Kev?
What's up?
Chilling. Chilling. Tire, boy.
I'm all red. This is not even the Asian flush. I'm just red. Sunburnt, I
think. You haven't drank a single thing.
I look like the Asian Larry Bird tomato. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Yes, I actually do. Where it's from, I don't know, but I do know. I'm familiar with the image. Yo. So wait, you're red but have not been drinking? This is a...
I think I'm burnt. I don't know. It was hot, man.
Burning up out there, man. Weren't you grilling today too?
Yeah, man.
Look at you. Look at you.
Fire, the hot fire coming up from below in the sun from on high.
Out there. What was the temp out there today?
It actually wasn't. It was like 91, I think, is what they were expecting. Because yesterday it was like 90,000 degrees the last 2 days.
Yeah, we had 105 on Friday. 104, 105.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was what was projected. I think it was 103 on our on our thermometer or whatever. But
yeah, that's not necessary.
But yeah, 103 is that's too much. You know what I'm saying?
Too much.
The sun needs to chill out.
Too much.
I don't need any of that. But yesterday, said we had a 12-hour stream for No Kid Hungry with the Snapback folks.
Yeah. So indeed. That
was dope. $10,000 goal and raised $10,000, man. It was hype. It was a long day, but it was well worth it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Big respect. Definitely.
Yeah, man. Shout out to
the whole crew.
Yeah. Shout out to the whole Snapback crew, Bella Fiasco and DJ Vice and Playground Dance crew and of course No Kid Hungry, man. That was dope. It was, I mean, you know, it was weird, euphoric feeling to see it cross 10,000. Like, yo, we actually did that. Like, that was pretty crazy. You know what I'm saying?
That's very cool, man.
It was dope.
Definitely.
So,
And can people still contribute to No Kid Hungry?
Yes.
Even if they're not watching you guys?
Yes. So, you know what? I'll post the donate link on the in the RSR podcast.
Okay.
On Facebook. But yeah, you can still donate. You can also still donate directly through Facebook. There's a donation link on Facebook outside of anything that Snapback has done. So, yeah. So, okay. $1 can equal up to 10 meals for a child, for family. So, every dollar counts. If you want to donate to No Kid Hungry, man, please feel free. Feel free without anything that I do or say or the crew does or says. Just, you know. I think it's kind of a good thing in these times, like when you're doing okay, you know what I'm saying, to support others, man. We definitely have a society that needs the support of each other right now. So do that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. You're a good guy, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's some people say and some people don't. yo, my question is, man, what did you grill today? What's up? You queued up. What cracked off today?
It was all vegetarian. No, because I've made the mistake of... I have friends who I deeply and utterly and undeniably respect who are either vegan or vegetarian.
Sure.
And I've made the mistake of posting something about eating just not meat, but like... super meat, like, and I'm like, and then I always, I'm like, oh, as soon as I do, I'm like, all right, you're gonna get flamed.
This is going down.
Sure enough, and it always goes down. But yeah, no, there was some sausage, some patties.
Nice,
you know,
nice.
Yeah, there were vegetables. There were vegetables, so we killed vegetables as well.
What? Thank you. You must murder plants also. What? what was I gonna ask you? What was the occasion? Just to do so?
Oh, dude, I told wifey today that I've grilled here more in the last like 3 months than probably in the last 20 years. Just because we don't have anything else to do, you know?
Right.
So, but yeah, so I have the little coffee can chimney for the coals.
Wow.
So it's a whole thing. This is not propane and propane accessories.
Ours is on the balcony, so it's propane, but wow, coffee can with the coals in it. You was doing it for real. Like, it's not a game right now.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Nice. Nice. All right. You say yes, it's a game.
Still horrible, but
yeah, did Pops come by or the immediate fam?
No, just us.
Oh, yeah. Right. All right. Because I was gonna say when Pops comes by, it's always like, and you gotta get the criticism.
Does anyone really need that? Yeah, no. Come on.
That's my.
You know what you should be doing? I was like sitting down.
Right. Like,
enjoying yourself apart from here.
Shout out to my dad, yo. Grilling with my dad and my brother is hilarious. It's like, all right, so
get out of the way.
I'm gonna just hand these tongs over, maybe. Like, y'all got this. I'll just go. All right. So now that I've made sure to take shots at my family, who guaranteed do listen to this show,
you took shots at one half of the total people who listen to this.
Straight up, yeah, like two,
yeah. The entire male population of our audience has been.
I've been taking shots at my dad like every other episode, so
he's resilient.
Yo, man, we gonna catch y'all on the other side. We got, man, yeah, man,
a lot going on. It's
a fair amount going. I don't know how much we can pull out of these topics, but it's a bit of a mess as usual.
Stay tuned, sports fans.
Right, sport. Wait, hold up. I don't have the drop for it, but remember I was like, we had to do like the gridiron, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'll do that on the other side. We'll catch y'all on the other side, man. Let's get into it. Let's go.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
The tomato.
Good grief. Yo, thank y'all for tuning in, man. We appreciate each and every one of y'all, man, for checking in with us. You can catch past episodes on rapsucksradio.com. Actually, all of our episodes on rapsucksradio.com. Information about what we're talking about can be found on RSR Podcast on Facebook or Rapsucks Radio on Instagram. And you also can catch us on any of your favorite podcasting platforms with the random exception of Pandora for some odd reason. And I know, man, I probably know somebody over there too, and I'm just straight talking so much trash. But anyway, and if you want to see this, you know what I'm saying, see the video version of this, see me and Kev's reactions live and see some, you know, some clips of what we're talking about, you can catch us on BTSN Pass. That is Behind the Scenes Network. What you do is on your Roku, Fire Stick, or Fire TV, you download BTSN, Behind the Scenes Network. You download that channel, you go on and click on that joint, and we pop right up. We right there on the front page for you, Rap Sucks Radio, me and Kev. So check us out on BTSN Pass if you feel so inclined to do so. But thank you for listening wherever you are listening from. Y'all ready? Let's get it started.
Yo, go.
Right. Yo, so yeah, we get into sports, right? Somewhat.
As we always do.
As we always do. Yeah, we're definitely a sports show. But we don't have a sports drop. So it's like, what do you know? I feel like it has to be a sports drop, right? Like, pass the ball. Beep, rah, brah, brah, brah. You know what I'm saying? Something crazy. But anyway, sports.
Sports.
Also, wait. Before we get started, this is the conclusion of the L I so deservingly deserve to take from last episode. This new episode has started. I will no longer be taking that L. But I did deserve that entire L. So if you do want to check me catching a full L at the end of an episode, check last episode to, that was deservingly so. So, but this is the conclusion of it.
I think it might be at least a 2 to 3 week suspension.
No. We done. I knew you wanted to extend it. That's why when I took the L personally, I made sure to make sure to say not you, because I knew
that's at least an 8-game suspension.
No.
These are just exhibition games at this point.
He said an 8-game suspension. Yoda, who's doing too much right now, Kev?
You added this at the last minute.
I sure did.
What's dude's name? Who cares? Sean Roberts?
Sean Roberts is doing too much. The topic title I had for this is Covert Racism on Line 1. Oklahoma Representative Sean Roberts, the Republican out of the District Hominy, issued a warning to the Thunder on Friday, the Oklahoma City Thunder basketball team. On Friday, threatening to pull tax breaks for the team if the players kneel during the national anthem while citing conspiracy theories about Marxism and Black Lives Matter. The source for this, I could have sourced any other sports. You know, this has been talked about on various sports outlets, but I wanted to make sure that I sourced Yahoo Sports just so I could tell you how much I hate Yahoo Sports. I hate
Yahoo Sports is literally our sole source for sports related nonsense.
Well, I picked them out. Like, I'll look at other sources and be like, oh yeah, ESPN talked about this, but I want to make sure that I say how much I hate them on air, so I actually use them as a source. And this was actually, they actually didn't have as much information as I needed, so I had to actually pull another article's worth of information. So thank you for trash, Yahoo Sports. Players involved in this are Sean Roberts and the Oklahoma City Thunder team. So, for those of you guys who are not aware, the NBA has restarted. They are playing a shortened remainder of the season. 8 games for each team. I will skip the formalities. Let me try to explain it real quick, Kev. There are 30 teams in the NBA. 8 of those teams had zero chance of making the playoffs anyway, so they were not invited to play in this remaining tournament, an 8-game sprint before the playoffs. There are 22 remaining teams. 16 of those teams will make it. So 8 games left, basically a tournament for 16 teams. Once those 16 teams are decided, it'll be a regular 7-game series playoffs for, you know, going forward. So that's my most general explanation. And they're playing in what they're calling the bubble, which is all the players, staff, and everyone involved is invited to this location in Orlando where they cannot leave. If they do leave, they have to be quarantined for, I believe, 7 to 14 days before they can return into the bubble. So the NBA is basically, you know, trying their best to keep this, you know, conclude this season and keep things moving. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and they have an on-site performing arts center.
They do. Well, they have an on-site almost everything, actually. and in the midst of that, they've put Black Lives Matter on the court. They have allowed players to, instead of having their name on the back of their jersey, they can, you know, have Black Lives Matter or something like equality or whatever, which has been interesting because I've been watching the games a little bit more. I've gained a bit more interest back into the sport, and there are some players I don't know, so I'm like, okay, who is that? You know what I'm saying? Because on the back of your jersey, it's like equality. I'm like, okay, I know that's not your name. So yeah, I gotta listen to the announcers a lot more than I like to. But in the midst of all of this, bringing back the NBA and Black Lives Matter being involved in the players, Chris Paul being the president of the Players Association and being, you know, negotiating for these things. Players have also been kneeling during the national anthem in unison and in unity. Some players have decided not to. A couple coaches have decided not to. But it's not out of lack of respect for the reason for kneeling. It's simply that that's their way. They're choosing to salute the flag. Fair enough. This has kind of stuck in the craw of Republican Sean Roberts and quite a few other people, actually. So the Oklahoma City Thunder players did not heed a lawmaker's threat about kneeling during the national anthem. All the Thunder players knelt on Saturday. The season restarted on July 30th. And their first game was Saturday, August 1st, where them and the Utah Jazz players all decided to kneel in spite of the threat. The social distance protests arrived a day after the Oklahoma State representative attempted to pressure the Thunder players to his will. He issued a warning, basically threatening them. I'm going to go ahead and skip to his quote. He said, "By kneeling during the playoff, during the playing of the national anthem, the NBA and its players are showing disrespect to the American flag and all it stands for. This anti-patriotic act makes clear the NBA's support of Black Lives Matter, of the Black Lives Matter group, and its goal of defunding our nation's police." Yes, which should happen. "Its ties to Marxism," which, all right. "And here's the fun one, Kev. And its efforts to destroy nuclear families." Did he just pick that one out of a hat? Like, you know what I'm saying? This seems
Is it that easy?
It seems like one of the moments, like, his wife was just handing him topics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Blame her.
Right? You know what? Yeah, let me leave. I'm sorry, Mrs. Roberts. I did not mean to include you. Let me let your husband stand alone in his idiocy. "If the Oklahoma City Thunder leadership and players follow the..." This is the quote from Ms. Roberts continuing. "If the Oklahoma City Thunder leadership and players follow the current trend of the NBA by kneeling during the national anthem prior to Saturday's game, perhaps we need to re-examine the significant tax benefits of the state of Oklahoma granted to the Oklahoma City Thunder organization when they came to Oklahoma." That was the conclusion of his statement.
Right.
Kev, go ahead.
Right.
It's
hard to hear him behind the beneath the clamor of all the NBA teams who were clamoring to start a franchise and maintain a franchise in Oklahoma City.
Right, exactly.
Sans tax benefits. Jeez.
Sheesh. Listen, man, I'm gonna jump in here a little bit and whatever. Listen. First of all, I don't know where it's written anywhere that the purpose of Black Lives Matter as an organization and more importantly a statement is set to destroy nuclear families. I just don't know where you got that from. I generally think that I can read, but I'm going to reread your statement, Mr. Roberts, in the way that I read it, respectfully, if that's okay. Kev, is that okay? Can I do that?
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Okay, cool. I will now reread Mr. Roberts' statement.
Okay.
"I need votes. Please, those of you that are really into this side of thought, this train of thought, I am stepping forward because I would like to make sure that I have votes. There is no way that I can accomplish removing any tax benefits from the Oklahoma City Thunder. I can't do that. I can try, but it's not likely to happen. I need votes. I know a lot of you don't like black people. I don't either. Let's get together. Vote for me." All right. That's what I read.
Yeah.
So,
furthermore, to all those who didn't die by going to the Tulsa rally, I need votes.
I need votes. Right. I need votes. I mean, every word of what you said, Mr. Roberts, could have basically been, you know, in the midst of all of this, I just want to state that we lost a great American recently, and we all should be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? No. That's not your thing. Your thing is to make sure that you rehash things that even the NFL has done with this narrative. Like, even the NFL has passed this, dude. Like, you're like a relic. You're an old school dude. You're like, you know what I'm saying? What's up?
Yeah, it was also a signal, I think, to the big guy.
Yeah.
The big orange guy. Like, we know you came here, we told you not to do it, but you did it anyway, and you caught an L, but we're still behind you, buddy.
Yeah. Everybody should just respond to him on Twitter just saying, "Rest in peace, Herman Cain." You know what I'm saying? That should just be the response.
You don't care about Herman Cain?
Exactly. That's my point. That's my entire point. Listen,
you know what? Let me tell you something. There are two things that are destroying nuclear families right now. COVID-19.
Yes.
And cops killing husbands, mothers, sisters, and brothers.
Correct.
Those are the things that are killing, destroying nuclear families.
Yes.
Much more, in much more significant numbers than any live movement.
Well,
Black Lives Movement or All Lives Movement or any
movement. Any movement for that matter.
And the fact that he brings up Marxism, you know what? The people who are talking about Marxism just need to shut the hell up.
Well, and
this is not a claim to supreme knowledge on any subject of socioeconomic theory, but Marxism, to the best of my understanding, has a number of different interpretations that sometimes contradict each other. So when you bring up Marxism, you are by default saying that you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Like, you just want to throw something in there to make stupid people think that you know what you're talking
exactly.
about. Exactly. And you don't.
You don't.
So cut it out. Come on.
Yeah, I was done with that one when it started. It seemed like, you know, it was like the last grab of air. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, you know what? I mean, that's generally the thing, though, right? If we look through a historical lens, every time there's a protest of the nation, I mean, Martin Luther King was called a communist constantly right. called a communist. Like, anytime there's a question of anything, you know, and what is more interesting is then there's this mass movement to accept the changes that said communist or Marxist or whatever has been requesting. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
right.
you play this game and then you end up realizing you got to follow along anyway. So it's hard, man. Because
he would have been more successful saying Black Lives Matter wants to kill puppies. Like,
well, yes.
All right.
I mean, at this point, I don't even know. It's like the boogeyman. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they're outside of your window looking at you right now. It's like, oh my God, dude, stop already. Just stop. Look, I don't think that people really understand what freedom of speech means, by the way. To call something, you know, unpatriotic or anti-patriotic and not understand freedom of speech and that that is actually your right. It is your right. You know what I'm saying? You can stand against the flag, which is not what's happening right now anyway, by the way. But you can stand against the flag. You can make statements against the flag. You can color on the flag. That is actually part of freedom of speech. It was actually a court battle fought for that, folks. That is
right, and that's the thing that sickens me about it is that the people who in this time, not all time, and not most of the time, I don't think, but especially now, and when we have these sort of debates or when these things come to the forefront, the people who display the flag in many ways do so in a very disrespectful way.
Much.
If you look at, if you actually understand how the flag is supposed to be displayed and represented and respected, and you know, whether or not you believe that any of that is worth a damn is a whole separate situation,
sure.
separate conversation. But,
sure.
but if you believe in the things that you claim that the flag stands for and in the ways that you know, either whether it be the military or the government or whoever says that, you know, these are sort of the ways we think about how you should respect the flag. They're putting it on the back of their pickup truck.
And let it flap around.
Right,
and
let it flap around and hit the ground and all that stuff, right? Or they're putting a blue stripe across it.
Right.
And defacing it.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, you got a gun. I get it. You're really quick to pull that out.
Yeah.
But, you know, no, cut it out. Cut it out.
The whole symbolism over people thing is actually really goofy as well. Like, you know, people fighting for a symbol, but really not giving a damn about the actual people that the symbol represents. You know what I'm saying?
And that actually brings up the most important point, which is the ideals and the principles that the flag is supposed to stand for are the things that protesters are fighting to achieve.
Correct.
Or to get closer to.
Correct.
You know, I don't think there's even a sort of idealistic notion that they're going to just succeed in getting it. It's just, we want to get closer to that goal.
Right.
So, can you listen?
No.
And then this guy is saying, oh no, we want to pull tax breaks from the Oklahoma City Thunder because...
Right. We're going to punish you for your freedom of speech.
Yeah, because I want votes.
Right, because I need votes. Everyone, pay attention to me. I need votes really badly, and I want to make the news. Also, Beyonce is Italian. Like, why don't we just go all the way through it at this point? It's such a clown show. Like, what bothers me the most, and I struggle with something. I'm not going to discuss it on air, but I struggle with various things about being a black man in this country. But just as a onlooker, a person that is just looking at positions in office, and do you guys play with this like it's not a real thing? Like, it's a game to y'all. You know what I'm saying? There are people out here, you know, struggling due to COVID-19 financially. There are people out here struggling just in general. There are, you know, quite a few businesses, quite a few family-owned businesses, quite a few things that are really actually struggling out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a real thing. And this is, goes beyond black, white. I don't care. I have friends that are not black at all. They're not even close to black. And they're struggling with their family businesses right now. People who are losing their loved ones right now. And you out here playing. You out here playing, dog. Like, for what? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why clowns like this dude. Like, my thing is, vote this fool out. You know what I'm saying? Even if the person you vote in doesn't align with my political beliefs, you should still be looking at clowns like this like they are. Like, yo, you a clown, dog. Get out. Go sit down. You know what I mean? Go to the playpen where the other kids are. You know?
And anytime something we discuss in the news, not just us, but anybody as a whole, that we, the royal we, discuss about politicians and anything they're doing right now in this day, in this age, that they are doing that does not have something specifically and particularly to do with how to solve the pandemic, how to solve testing or contact tracing or treatment, or going back to school, or whatever the case may be, or the economic surrounding, you know, the fallout surrounding it. Anything they're doing that doesn't specifically focus on those things is wasting our time.
Period.
It's a waste of time.
Period. And you know what? Or if you're offering these goofy responses to the serious things that protesters have brought forward, then you're also wasting it. You're just a waste of human skin.
And that's not to disparage. That's not to say that the protests are a waste of time.
Sure, of course.
But the protests are accomplishing their task on their own. When the federal troops are pulled out of Portland, the protests suddenly become peaceful again.
There you have it.
It's like, well, do you see how that happens? So you've been wasting everybody's time.
Yeah, playing a game.
So cut it out. Yeah.
And I think most people are arguing here. Like, stop playing. Just stop playing. And can I just do something real quick? I'm going to just say this about freedom of speech. And I think I've said this on another episode before. None of you seem to understand what freedom of speech is. Like, not one of you on any side of the argument. Freedom of speech is not protecting your ability to call somebody fat on Facebook. Like, you really believe that that's what freedom of speech is for. So you can say mean things or disrespectful things, right, and somebody calls you out on it or removes your post from Facebook. Well, where's my freedom of speech? Shut up.
Politically correct.
Now they're taking away my right to speak. Shut up. Shut your stupid ass. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's not what freedom of speech is. Sure, your personal, you know, opinions may not align with whatever platform you say them on. There's a lot of gray area argument in there where I might agree, like, yo, y'all tripping. But at the same time, I'm not running around like, well, you don't like what I said? Well, my freedom of speech is... Shut up, man. Just stop. You know what I'm saying? I wish y'all would stop with that. Plus, your goofy Facebook post is goofily written anyway. Your whole body is goofy. Plus, your stupid head. Stop. Y'all idiots. Anyway.
You got fat knees? Fat kneecaps?
Your kneecaps is fat. One? Stupid.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway. Don't disparage my kneecaps.
Right? Now, check it out. If you turn this off after that rant or want to turn this off, you will not be...
Sports rant.
Right. Wait. Sports rant.
Sports rant.
Pass me the ball.
Sports.
If you turn this off after that or decided maybe wanted to turn this off after that rant, that is not a shot at my freedom of speech. That is your right to not listen to what I'm saying. Like,
Yeah.
Just to sum it all
it's
up.
It's a severe, severe mistake. We will take away your tax breaks, but, you know, do what you want to do.
Yeah. Anyway, I do want to say this. Rest in peace to Herman Cain. Definitely did not agree with a lot he said and a lot he did, but I'm not going to celebrate his death at all. I will, however, use this opportunity to say I would just like you all to recognize that this is very serious and that you should take it seriously. You know what I'm saying? It's not a game, yo. It's not a game. And that man lost his life messing around thinking it was a game. You can't politicize health, man. I mean, people try. But you turning health into a political battlefield is not the best way. And, you know, unfortunately, that man lost his life because of it. And that's very sad. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
Yes, sir.
So, anyway, on to the next topic. Kev, what's PR the next topic? Department, man, we need you.
Okay.
We sticking with sports.
What's the problem?
Sports.
These are the most non-sports topics, but
right. Ariel Powers, WNBA All-Star.
Everybody knows where she's from.
Ariel Powers tells Andre Iguodala the WNBA is done with being marginalized after the number 23 tweet. Now, I'll explain in a minute. The source for this is Yahoo Sports, a.k.a. Trash.
Your source for sports.
Right.
Yahoo Sports.
Pulled right out of the garbage, straight to your phone. players involved are Ariel Powers and Andre Iguodala, in spite of the fact that I didn't update the players on the notes. So this is what happened. Andre Iguodala was turned to Twitter to basically shout out Mystics player Ariel Powers, but instead of using her name, he just used the number on her jersey. This led to a back and forth with Ariel Powers and him. And actually, it's funny because he tweeted, you know, number 23 is dope or whatever. And
yeah, he said, okay, so Iguodala is watching the game, WNBA game.
Former NBA champion. Andre Iguodala. Yeah.
And he's sitting at Magic City watching the game. And he sees her having a great game. And he says, I think his exact tweet was number 23 is nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Right. This is literally during a movement for awareness for. So in the WNBA, they're dedicating the season to Say Her Name, which is a movement to raise awareness of the black women who are victims of police brutality, since they are so often left out of the conversation. Arrest,
of course,
Breonna Taylor's killers.
Yes.
Okay.
And also a larger movement to just recognize the contribution of women across the board.
Yes. Which is dope, and it should be of a sport that is with exceptional women athletes. It definitely should be something that they are doing right. On that particular night, she scored 27 points on 10 of 14 shooting. She hit 4 from 6 from the 3-point line. She had 3 assists and 2 steals. Iguodala was impressed, but of course, instead of saying her name, he said, you know, number 23 is nice. And in return, Powers responded a few hours later with, put some respect on my name. The next morning, Iguodala, this is where we need you, Kev, PR department. Iguodala took back to Twitter again to subtweet. He said, you know, no manners was his response. I don't find Andre Iguodala entertaining at all, by the way. Personally, I just want to note that I'm not a big fan of him off the court. He said some pretty cool things occasionally, but he's also, you know, a little goofy. So yeah, Kev, you know, PR department, how should Clownfish have handled this?
Well, if you upset somebody and they make it very clear that you've upset them, the first thing you should do is shut up. And so there's a sort of a principled reason for that. One, you upset somebody that you didn't intend to upset, so just be quiet.
Right.
And then there's also the practical side of this, which is all you're going to do is make it worse. Because obviously he said his reply was silly.
Yeah, it was. It was goofy.
You know, and it wasn't as though he was trying to engage her in a thoughtful conversation. Some may say that, you know, I think the general reaction from stupid guys was that she overreacted.
Yeah.
But, he said what he said. She said what she said. There was evidently a misunderstanding. And then he took it too far, right?
Right.
In what? two words, he took it too far. So clearly, you were already close to the edge of taking it too far, in at least in her opinion, which is really the only opinion that matters. So either you just leave it there and let everybody interpret your exchange the way they want and just leave it at that, or you make it worse, you know? Because, you know, then it got even uglier for him.
Well, then the receipts came out. Look, the best response would have simply been, you know what, you're right, my bad. Everybody,
right.
Shout out Ariel Powers.
Yeah.
From the Mystics, she raw, she can hoop, and I'm about the game, so respect the hoopers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, why not? You know what I mean? But she actually pulled some receipts on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which, by the way, in looking at that is like, well, if she clearly knew who he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deeper than the game. So it's like, she very well could have been saying, you know what? I don't need that from you in particular.
Well, a lot of times when people kind of fire off like that, it is a larger issue. Normally, there's something else. And we found out there was something else. And I'm like,
sure.
You got to hold this L, buddy. The receipt she pulled out was in 2016 in a TMZ article, which the mother of Iguodala's children said that he didn't want his daughter playing basketball because she, quote, might, quote, turn into a lesbian, unquote. Iguodala said at a book signing a year ago that it was taken out of context. I'm not sure how that can be taken out of context. Maybe he was joking. Yeah,
what's the context?
Right. Maybe he was joking or whatever, but I don't think it was taken out of context. I'm not sure if Iguodala knows what context means, like a lot of you don't know what freedom of speech is. So... You know, it's okay. You guys, this is where you guys can relate to Andre Iguodala, because there's things that he doesn't know and things that you don't know. So there's that. I don't know about her overreacting. I also kind of understand where she's coming from. You know, the name is literally on their jersey and she put up 27 points. That means on 10 of 14 opportunities, you had 10 opportunities to know her name plus... Three steals and three assists or what have you. So you had quite a few opportunities to say, yo, this Powers, let's lowball it. This Powers chick is raw. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't find it that serious, but because he's also been a clown on other occasions, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to take your big red nose off.
Listen, let's just keep it very real without pandering. Fellas, the more mindful we are to just try a little harder to give women and girls the same kind of respect that we give other men and boys, the better. You know,
man, like, let's F that,
you know,
steak and pork ribs, son, and hammers and nails and car jacks and manhood.
We have not made a great effort to do that as a whole. I myself included. I don't know if I could speak.
Oh God, dude, I'm up here talking like I'm gonna go ahead and be one of the worst. So, you know what I mean? Sandwiches, whatever. All the reasons. I don't think this is that difficult of a subject, man. I just think, you know, she threw some fire at you when you could have just responded with, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, my bad, yo. Shout out this person or whatever. But, I mean, you know, I guess your tweet was fresh. That was cool. You killed it, homie. whatever. Anyway,
there it is.
Last but not least, a topic that is very simple. Kev titled this topic. Yeah. This is also a local news topic for those of you guys listening to us abroad and across the nation. This is a very, local very local news. Topic. What's the Valley situation? What's the Valley situation? Is Kev's. Which is a reasonable question, actually. The Glendale Galleria begins parking garage dining. All right. Los Angeles CBS Local has reported this. The players involved in this are Glendale. However, John Wayne is still trash, though. I just want to make sure you guys all know that.
Mm-hmm.
In an effort to meet the needs of shoppers and give restaurant owners a boost, the Glendale Galleria has begun a unique new service of parking garage dining. It has set up tables in the parking garage for customers who are picking up items curbside or getting takeout. The tables are socially distanced, and some of them include grass turf, Kev. Some of them even have grass turf. We look at the picture, it's going to be pretty interesting because like the chair is off of the grass turf and onto the... So yeah, there's that. But
pictures are so depressing.
It was a little sad to watch. I respect the effort, but it was like, oh, wow. This is... Yeah. Some people got to get outside. I understand it. I'm not even going to... There's no shade in anything I'm saying right now.
You know what it is? It looks exactly like a restaurant owner who's obviously in dire straits.
Yep.
No matter how you slice it.
Yep.
Told their employees, okay, what we're going to do, I need you to take these tables and these chairs and this AstroTurf out to the parking garage. To what?
Hey.
It looks like that was the level of effort that was put into this. It's like, you want me to do what now?
I'm saying, and listen, I'm like looking at these business owners, man. Like when I got to go into the office on Tuesdays, whatever, I'm out in Glendale and I'm like, I'm just looking at these business owners like, yo, I got you. I understand, man. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be so respectful. It's got to be so difficult right now, man. When you put tables and AstroTurf in the parking lot right on top of oil slicks, it's real. It's real. It's real in the field, man.
You got to admit, the AstroTurf is classy. It's a classy touch.
You know, hey, you tried it. He tried it, and I respect the effort. I have no, like I said, there's not. I might sound like, maybe I just sound, I feel like I sound super shady, but I'm not shading this at all. But it's like, you can't.
I am. Have you seen the way people drive in Glendale? You're going to get turf toe trying to save your life while you're trying to eat a five napkin burger or whatever. Like, seriously, dude?
Turf toe. No, I mean, it's a cold game, man. Like, you know. These businesses are closed. They're trying their best to keep it popping. Like, I don't know, man. I certainly won't be dining in the parking lot anytime soon.
Yeah.
Those days are over for me. you know.
What did you? You went to bring your own turf day at the Glendale Galleria?
I listened to it.
Back in the day?
Hey, the days of buying something and drinking or eating it in the parking lot are done. They are done. You know what I'm saying? I've had enough. I couldn't even finish those 40 ounces. So why would I even try now? So, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
A shopper did say, it's kind of odd, but when it comes down to it, you just want to have some dinner. And some of them have a little green grass areas, which is kind of cool. Exactly. It gives it a backyard feeling.
God, your backyard is the most pitiful backyard ever.
Yeah, I really want you to get a better backyard, fam.
Yeah.
I really do, man.
Nothing can make you forget about a respiratory-related global pandemic like a chest full of automotive exhaust. Breathe it in.
I'm trying so hard to be diplomatic about this. You are not allowing it.
Well, the pictures are so sad.
They are sad. They are sad. They're sad.
It's like, go out there, light it, get a professional photographer. This is literally your only shot.
Well, but the other thing is, you can also, like, you know, put some kind of like
put a plant out there or something.
Right. I'm saying you can put some makeshift like wood beams out there, block it off with some some stones or something, and put some lighting up or whatever.
Yeah, that's the thing. Seriously, people are driving around the parking garage and they got cones up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know how people in Glendale treat cones?
No, or other human beings. Sorry, Glendale. And this ain't a diss to you, Glendale, that I made up. You on the list, fam.
Yes, it is.
You're on the. I'm not saying I'm not making this up as I go along, Glendale. You are on the list in the nation. You are always in the top five worst drivers in the nation. Most pedestrian deaths. It's not a game. Like, we're not on this show just throwing shade for the sake of throwing shade. Go on the internet and look yourself up. Y'all on there. You know what I mean? Drive safely.
Oh,
matter of fact,
I got run over, but I got my Cinnabon.
Shout out to all the business owners that are trying, man. Shout out to them, man. Kev's giving y'all a bar, but I would say you could decorate it a little better. I agree with Kev there, though. You know, throw some lighting up. Do something different. Put some music out there. Like, play Ribbon in the Sky. That always helps.
Oh, boy.
All right, y'all. That's our show, man. Thank y'all for checking in, man. My name is, I'm your homeboy, Trek Life, and that is your fam, Kev Sakota.
Turf Toe.
Sports. I love basketball. This is crazy that I'm actually throwing shade at sports. But you can catch us in all of these I'm saying. You can catch all of them on any of your favorite podcasting platforms, including, you know, Google and Apple and all of those. You can also catch us on rapsucksradio.com. And if you want to see us, you know, just look at our faces and check us out on TV. I'ma get on this TV, mama. You can catch us on BT.
Do yourself a favor.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. It's for you. This is for you. Finger pointed at
Treat yourself right.
Yeah, check us out on BTSN Pass. That's Behind the Scenes Network. On your Roku, Fire Stick, or Fire TV, you download BTSN Pass. That's channel or app. And you go ahead and click on that joint, and we are right there on the front page. Man, they got us up there. Shout out to Polly Rob and Bajra. We there. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
So,
and when you finish watching this episode, go back to the last episode so you can understand why Trek is under an 8-game suspension.
I'm all for it. I deserve the L. It's over now. I would not be taking any further L's. So I'm done with the L's. I'm done. I will officially be firing back. So be ready.
Oh, your mouth to the L God's ears.
Yo, thank y'all for tuning in, man. We will catch y'all next week. We hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. On the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three. Peace. And we out, y'all. Dad, I didn't drink this episode or the last three. I'm very thirsty. All right, we out.